Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. It is a Friday, and on Fridays, we have Cheryl Tess here from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. She steps in and says, hey, we got stuff going on in the metro this weekend and into next week. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
We had a taste of winter last week.
You sure did.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It's the end of January.
It is. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I was just
Valentine's
thinking
Valentine's Day's coming up.
That's and
a
Valentine's,
day of love and yes. devotion and kindness.
And our anniversary together.
It is.
On the show.
That is right.
That's right. Valentine's Day, yeah, was the first. I think
it
was three.
Is it 3 years?
Is it two or three?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Seems like just yesterday.
It does seem, yeah. But you called me and said, Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. Can you tell us about love for Valentine's Day? And I came in and then it was all.
And it's been, and I've been smitten since.
Oh, very nice.
What do we got going on?
All right. Well, we have some interesting things going on. We're going to look into Saturday now, 2017 Lunar New Year celebration at the Shepherd of the Valley Church is going to be the Korean Cultural Society is having their annual Year of the Rooster event, their Lunar New Year celebration. They have food, cultural information, games, activities. You know, it's a good opportunity to learn about a different culture.
I think I was born in the Year of the Rooster.
So was I.
Yeah?
1981 was the Year of the
Get
Rooster.
Out of here.
Yeah.
We do have something in common.
We sure do. Look at that. But yeah, this is always a fun celebration. It's free. Donations are accepted, but it's from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Shepherd of the Valley Church on Ashworth, the Lunar New Year celebration.
Mm-hmm. All day on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. Another thing that you can head to after the Lunar New Year celebration is the chili cook-off at Mickey's Irish Pub
there
in Waukee.
There you go.
That's right. This one's from 2 to 4, so it lines up very nicely. This is also a free event. The chili cook-off returns this year with some fantastic recipes at Mickey's Irish Pub in Waukee. So head out to Waukee. You'll be in West Des Moines for the Lunar New Year celebration. Head
so
over to Waukee.
Just across the border. And, yeah.
That's right. 15 different types of chili, $3 Bud Lights. What else could you want to do on a Saturday afternoon than eat chili and drink some beer at Mickey's Irish Pub?
Good. In Waukee. Wonderful.
And you could even enter that event. You can.
And that's on Hickman, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it is right, out in Waukee.
Right,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right. Here's another one for the 28th, Saturday, from 1 to 5 p.m., so you can even make this one as well. This one's in Historic Valley Junction. It's the Fire and Ice Winter Pub Crawl.
Ooh.
In Valley Junction. This is a new event. Tickets are $20. With your ticket, you receive 10 tickets to sample winter specialty drinks at lots of the Valley Junction.
So you crawl around in Valley Junction.
Junction and drink. What better to do, right?
On a Saturday afternoon.
You can make all of these events. You can fit all of these into your Saturday.
And then call Uber.
Yes. If you're a little bit further south and you want to head to some wineries on Saturday, the Warren County 6th Annual Chili Cook-Off, this is
another
like the
one.
Weekend of chili, Somerset Winery is having their annual chili event from 11 to 4 p.m., $10 per person. There's going to be four wineries involved, so you travel between the Warren County wineries and eat chili at each of them. Yeah, Two Saints Winery, La Vida Loca, Annalise and Somerset Winery.
Nice.
All going to have chili for you to taste, and obviously you can sample their wines as well. $10 per person gets you all access to four wineries this weekend.
Nice. Fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, there is just constantly something to do.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't really have to pay a lot of money to do a lot
no.
of stuff.
No. Mm-mm.
Like $10, come on.
Exactly. No, I mean, there is fun to be had on a budget here in Des Moines.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Here's another one that's free. This is family friendly. An ice fishing outing. This is in Ankeny. Ice fishing.
But you need ice, don't you?
You do need ice, but they say it's going to go on. So this one's going to be Sunday. We've had some winter weather this week. It's been kind of cold, so maybe there's ice, or maybe it's just going to be regular fishing.
Yeah, right.
But in Ankeny,
Take your sunscreen.
Des Moines Area Community College, 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Sunday the 29th. So you ate all your chili yesterday. You're going to go now on Sunday and go ice fishing with your family. It's a free event, youth and adults, 1 to 5.
See, it sounded like a great idea.
Yeah.
Two months ago.
Right, in January. You'd think it would be, but now just bring your regular fishing gear. here's another one for Sunday, another kid-friendly event, Culinary for Kids at the Des Moines Social Club. Sunday, 1 to 4, $40 for the session. If your kids love being in the kitchen, they're going to have a cooking class for them. The class is intended for ages 8 to 13, and that's on Sunday, 1 to 4, cooking class at the Des Moines Social Club. Just go to their website to register for that. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, kids grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Culinary for Kids.
There you go.
That's right.
Like it.
Let's see.
We should send my granddaughter. Maybe she can start.
Yeah, maybe something other than pizza rolls.
Yeah, exactly. Got it.
Pizza rolls are good, man.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. We went to the rehearsal of the Des Moines Symphony on Friday. Now, Saturday and Sunday, the 28th and 29th, you can go to the Masterworks Cathedrals of Sound at the Des Moines Civic Center and see some more symphony. On Sunday.
You do a Friday, Saturday, Sunday symphony.
That's right. There's lots of tickets available. Student tickets start at $7.50. So
no excuse.
Also affordable to see Masterworks at the Des Moines Civic Center. Saturday and Sunday, lots of Brahms being played. And
because we just
music.
Had Brahms and beer on Friday.
That's right. Now you're going to have Brahms on Sunday. Okay, now we're looking into next week. Got a couple things for you for next week. Got one thing for you for next week. One thing for you for next week.
I mean, nothing's dull week, huh?
And, it's a little bit slow. We're going into February. All of the everybody's gearing up for their Valentine's Day events.
Oh, yeah, and the Super Bowl thing.
So a little bit less to do, but here's the fun one. We talked about this once before, but if you haven't done it yet, they're doing it again, and you don't want to miss it because it sounds like a good time. This one, novice line dancing class.
There you go, boot scooting.
That's right. This one's at Miss Kitty's in Clive, right there on Swanson. This one is, Thursday. I think it's February 2nd. Would that be Thursday? I think so. But it's from 7:15 to 8 o'clock. Price is only $5 for this novice line dancing class. So you're going to be up to date on all the newest line dancing dances because, I mean, when you go to a party and you don't know the line dance, then it's terrible.
Yeah.
So you're going to go and pay $5, and that's going to include complimentary domestic draws, domestic bottles, wells, water, or pop.
What?
Yes, for $5. Can you believe that? Complimentary drinks with
so
your
you
line dancing class.
You go to Miss Kitty's.
You go to
Swanson,
Miss Kitty's. That's right.
In Clive.
Yep.
And you learn how to line dance.
Yes.
And you can get schnockered at the same time
that's
for $5.
Exactly.
This is my kind
exactly.
of country event.
This is exactly. I can't believe that I missed this last time, but it's only 45 minutes long. Just drink as much as you can in the 45 minutes. Try to remember the dances because you're going to want to know those for your next party. 7:15 to 8 o'clock Thursday, February 2nd.
How fun.
That is amazing. You have to be 21 years of age to attend, but no previous experience is necessary. So if you've never drank or danced, this is the event for you at Miss Kitty's on Thursday.
On Thursday. Hey, you know what I'm doing on Saturday night, I think it is.
What's that?
I'm going to the father-daughter dance.
Oh, very nice.
In Urbandale. Yeah,
very
so they
nice.
Have a father-daughter dance. That'll be kind of nice.
Oh,
and
very
my granddaughter's
nice.
Been very excited.
Oh, you're
about
bringing
this.
Your granddaughter. I thought, you know, maybe the older one.
No, no, no.
I'm kidding.
She would not be as excited about
no?
that.
No? Oh, that's too bad.
But 8-year-olds tend to be.
Oh, yeah.
So that should be great.
That would be very fun.
All right. Thanks for doing this.
Of course.
As always, happy anniversary.
Thank
almost.
You very much. Almost. Almost. We have a couple more weeks to celebrate.
All right. We got to go out of here because Tyler Hackenmiller, our producer, said, you know, it's the end of another week. And so we get to close it out. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Wow. Mm-hmm. 5:05 a.m. 940 and FM 104.5. For all the folks that put this together each and every week, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The voice of insight on business, the golden tones of Jimmy Olson. He's the guy that does most of the commercials for our clients, and we're so grateful for both. clients, and Jimmy Olsen. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. Thanks again for hanging out with us all week long. We'll be back again, God willing, on Monday at 5:05. Until then, have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.